Hey everyone, it's Jason with Dukes, your local city guide, and welcome to another episode of our video blog. I have to tell you, I'm always excited by the different blogs that we do, but this one in particular, I'm looking forward to because we're talking today with the owners of an Indian restaurant here in Guelph, Ontario. And I gotta tell you, I love cooking Indian food. I love eating Indian food. I love celebrating Indian food. So I'm sure by the end of this call, I'm gonna be pretty, pretty hungry. So today we have Hitesh from Kirtita Kitchen. Welcome, Hitesh.
Thank you, Jason.
Nice to have you on the call. So yeah, like I said, I think after this call, I'm gonna have to drop on by and probably buy one of everything that you got. I'm gonna be pretty hungry after this. So Hitesh, why don't you tell us a little bit about, Kirtita Kitchen, what your restaurant is all about, and what life was like for the restaurant before COVID-19.
Well, Jason, we are in this business for last 2.5 years. We opened the restaurant to the kitchen in 2017, December. And we had a quite very good response as we are the only one restaurant in a town which is offer 100% vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free, which is our specialty in a town. And we have steady and growth clientele base. And so far, before the COVID, we were doing extremely good. And after the COVID happened in mid of the March and beginning of the April, let's say, what we have seen that the businesses get slowed down all of a sudden for 2 weeks as no one know what to do, how to do, and people kind of scared to buy the food from the restaurant as everybody very precautionary to get the outside food as dining is closed. But our setup from the beginning is only take out restaurants. Uh-huh. And we fall in an essential business category. So we didn't get impacted as much as the other dining restaurant. We have impacted about 2 to 3 weeks. First 2 to 3 weeks of the COVID where we don't know what we can do differently that will help us to grow the business. What we have done so far, so as we are restaurant owner and we do also works in a community and we do lots of community helping donations as well as we supporting the schools events and some other donation activities in the past which helped lots of us. So we have tried to do, let's say we have a restaurant and nothing much to do, so we thought this is a COVID situation and there are the many places that need a food supply, so we decided to start to give community back at this point as we have time and we have facility and we have ability to supply to feed those community in need members. We have started to contact local Guelph food bank, drop-in centers or churches, and we also offering for the healthcare provider certain options like a discount or gift certificates. Even we run a gift certificate campaign, like a $100 gift certificate campaign for $50, like 50% off to it. Wow. So we have tried many different things. So what it will be turned out for us that it is bounced back to us. And we have seen that restaurants getting busier again than expected time. Mm-hmm. So the positive notes by doing community activities, it's helping the business and it's also keeping us busy to coping with the situation as so many people I have seen when I meet the customers, and I always love to talk all my customers in person when they come in to pick the food. So they feel a mental stress. And for us, when we talk to them, they feel kind of relaxed and they said, okay, while I visiting you, we like it. We talk to you, we feel very happy.
Yeah.
Help us too, because that is our one of the customer service key factors in our restaurant. But we have seen very good positive impact as in a business owner. We can see that if you are positive and if you think this is an opportunity to grow yourself, to make your business stable. So just do whatever you want to do, just keep doing it. It will definitely help. And believe me, after starting this community works, we just enjoying it. We just loving it and we thinking to keep doing it until we can. It's not just limited for the COVID only, but we will keep continue our community works. And we have seen lots of great compliments from the people, and they even we have seen the people are giving some cash donations to us that, you know, because you're doing such a great activity for the community, we would like to be the part of this. And they are helping us and they keep motivating us to do more and more. By doing this one, it's also helping us to, you know, like our mental health basically is very concerned in this point for everyone.
Yeah.
That will keep us functioning and keep us working. So no matter if I have nothing to do or I have to do something, but we do first thing in the morning, we try to get ready as much as we can, do the food drive for our frontline workers. So we always contact any grocery stores, any medical centers, or any recommendations offered by some customers or any friends and family. Then we will drive there. We will call them first. We'll make sure that they are accepting the food donation. So we are providing them a food donation as well. But this is working for sure, and we are enjoying it.
That's great. So it's very interesting. And, you know, a lot of businesses that I speak to, they pivoted their businesses in a variety of ways to bring more revenue in and try and get revenue to continue to come into the business. But I find it really interesting that not only do you have your takeout still open and that your restaurant is designed for takeout from the very beginning, which is, you know, a very, you know, strong advantage that you already have, that you guys decided to not only continue to keep the doors open, but to give back to the community, like you said, and to contribute to the community and to support the community, which, you know, is a very honorable thing that you've done, because as we know, you know, it's very, very important for frontline workers and people who don't have time to cook because they're too busy. They have too many other priorities, but we all need to have good food. We all need to have healthy food. You know, we need to have well-prepared food to nourish our bodies and to keep us going. And I also find it really interesting how you said that through the process of giving back to the community, it raises our spirits, right? Makes us feel good, because supporting each other and having each other's back, I feel is one of the core things about humanity, right? Is that, you know, we at our core, we feel good and we require supporting each other and helping each other. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense from what you say that, you know, it makes you feel good. And then you have customers come back, you have the organizations come back, and, you know, everyone's spirits are raised, as you said. And I think that's one of a number of important elements that will get us through this situation, is that community, that like embedded and meshed community support, that we all rely on each other. And so for you guys to contribute to the community, I think is fantastic. I think it's also great that you said that once this COVID-19 storm is over, that you're considering continuing the community involvement, because there's so many more benefits from it, right? We're not talking about any more like financial benefits. We're talking about, you know, feel good, community, spiritual, social benefits. All these things are essential. So tell me a little bit more about some of the organizations that you've worked with. And, you know, how has it looked for you to prepare food and donate? Can you give an example of a place that you donated to and how that typically works?
Well, we usually make a call to the, let's say, if I have to donate my food drive to any, let's say, any grocery stores or any medical places, we usually call them. That's what I mentioned before. We call them. Because in COVID, as I have seen, there's lots of places is not accepting the food donations, particularly hospitals or many medical centers. So we have checked in first always, and we try to, you know, respect the decision. If they are not accepting it, we are not offering them. So I have done with the Zayers Markets in town and the Shoppers Drug Mart. We have done, we have worked with the TD Bank as well. So we have done TD Bank to, you know, frontline staff in Zayers, frontline staff in Shoppers, frontline staff, and we also the Gulf Food Bank. We doing every week for the Gulf Food Bank, and we doing every week for the welcoming drop-in center in Gulf as well. Yeah. So we trying to connect with as many as places that we can go on. And another thing we have noticed during the COVID, that I have seen there's lots of families now wish to help a small family-owned business instead of going to the any big franchises. They said, oh, go and support the local businesses instead of going there. So because those are people really in need to functional their cash flow, they're working because they are open and they are there in during pandemic, and they have to have pay their monthly expenses or the employment and everything. As we haven't let go any of our employees unless they wanted to go, that they don't want to work for this situation. Otherwise, we haven't let any employees to go from our restaurant. We giving them as much as hours we can, so they will be get their cash flow continuously. And we have seen people are more disciplined, very kind, and very respectful during this COVID. That is big change I have seen after this COVID. Before, sometimes we have experienced the rough experience from the customers, but now I haven't seen anything like that, which is biggest surprise for us. And we are so happy that people have and adapted, the changes happen, and they're loving to support a small businesses.
Yeah, it's great that, you know, I totally agree that the level of compassion out there has increased so significantly. So it's great that, you know, you're giving your love into the community and you're receiving that love back from the community, especially for, you know, husband, wife, small business, restaurant like the kind that you have. So yeah, it's great to see, you know, see it come full circle, basically. So now that you've had an opportunity to, you know, contribute to frontline workers, donate to frontline workers, work with other organizations, now that you've been doing it for a while, if you were to look back on it, is there anything that you would change, that you would do differently? What would be your suggestions for other restaurants that might not have yet considered doing what you're doing? Do you have any suggestions for others to either make the process easier, or, you know, any feedback that you have for people who want to do what you're doing?
Well, for the suggestion, I can say that particular thing is in this food donation is it comes from your heart. So you can't do it if you doesn't have willingness to do it. The first thing, if you're thinking that you want to do it, then you should be very kind and should be very hard person that take an initiative to do it. So once you have that feeling that is always coming from the heart, that you will always find a way how I can do differently. But I suggest, and I mentioned before that, you can't just prepare so many meals running out to donate the food everywhere, but you have to check it in first. That is my first recommendation. Don't prepare, don't give it away unless you know they are accepting the food donation or not. It is very, very, very first thing that I'm recommending. Don't just run. Once you know, find out how many members are working there and how much donation they are looking for, and only supply that much whatever they're looking for. Don't just give them plenty of food that is going to be waste. It doesn't work that way. And some places where they are not accepting the food donation, we have approached and differently. We offering them like a, we give them like 50% off or 30% off, or we offer them a gift certificates for, let's say, $100 gift certificates for $50. So that way we are reimbursing, we are appreciating their value. That will always count and that will help. So there is a very different way you can count on. It's not just the one way to just donate the food is the only way, but there is another approach you can consider to give away to the community, because not every institute or not every business or any donation donation that will be considered. So we recommending check first and see your affordability, what you can do and what you cannot do. Because when you're going out to donate the meal, you might be, because one time I remember that we become a victim of the fraudster too, that he wants the food for free and we find it out later on, right? So sometimes it's happened. So we have to make sure that before we jump in, it should be very kind, and you should know where you are going and who you are contacting, that you not become a victim of something fraud activities when you feel after that, oops, I did the wrong thing.
Yeah. So always do your homework first. So if for people that are watching the video, if they want to support what you're doing, you know, maybe donate to your cause there, can they donate to through your website or through your email? How have people, you know, contributed money towards the initiative that you're currently doing?
So whatever donation we have seen so far, the customer who walks in here or they call us here, that's okay, I'm placing an order and we wish to donate towards your community work. And they usually donate us in a cash value, or they sometimes say we can email you. Don't have any setup that somebody can donate like on email or maybe on my website. We haven't seen that one, but we were surprised when we have seen this donation. We kind of thinking ourselves like how this has happened,
yeah.
Right? Intended, but when they stepped in and they like our work and they donate to, and the meaning of that one, when they're donating, they say we're trying to help you, but it's all cost you too to doing this community work. So we would like to donate something that will help you to buy some groceries and you can do more than you can expect it. So that was the intention of that one. But unfortunately, we haven't set up anything like that we are accepting any donation through any web or any kind of email.
Okay, so just happens more casually. Like you said, people walk into the store, they just want to contribute, which is fantastic. So in summary, Curtita Kitchen, what they did was not only do they have their storefront open still for takeout, but they've also created an entire program in-house to prepare meals and distribute meals to various companies and organizations in the community. Some of the lessons that they learned was always call first, always call the organization, always call the store first to make sure that they're okay and that they're ready to accept the meals, the preparations that you have for them, so it doesn't go to waste. Other important factor to consider for restaurants that are wanting to do this is only prepare enough food for the organization that they need. So if they have 10 people and they want meals for 10 people, only make for 10 people. Don't make for 20, because the food will just unfortunately go to waste. And always do your homework. Always make sure you know who you're dealing with, what kind of company or organization, because even though there's lots of great community initiatives that are happening right now, there's still those flies in the ointment out there who can take advantage of your generosity, which isn't cool. So, you know, make sure you do your homework, make sure you know who you're dealing with, and everything will flow from there. And one of the most important things that Hitesh said, which I love, is that any action you do in this donation category, make sure you do it from the heart. Has to come from the heart, from the soul, and the rest will just literally flow from that, which is fantastic. So yeah, so Hitesh, I celebrate what you and your wife are doing for Curtita Kitchen. I think it's great for the community. It's great that you are also still able to keep your doors open. And hopefully this storm will pass soon and we'll get back to a new normal. So yeah, thank you very much for sharing everything you shared on the call today, Hitesh.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Last but not the least, but make sure when you're doing any donation, ask the allergies to their employees. If they have allergies, make sure you supply food accordingly.
Good call. Check in with the allergies. And yeah, as Hitesh mentioned at the beginning of the call, they specialize in vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. So that's, you know, that's really, really great as well. So if you're watching this video anywhere else but on our website, head on over to dukes.city, click on blog, and you'll see the post for Curtita Kitchen. And what we'll do on the blog post at the bottom after the video, you'll see links to their social media, to their Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz, to their website, so you can keep connected with Curtita Kitchen. You know, when you get hungry, definitely place an order, heading over there for some great takeout, fill your belly, help the community out in turn. So again, my name is Jason with Duke's, your local city guide. Take care, everyone, and keep sharing and supporting your local goodness. Cheers.
Thank you, Jason.